This is LBC with Sheila Fogarty.
Got some interesting and disturbing news coming in here about a potential and large-scale cyber attack on hospitals in England. There are reports of a major computer hack of hospitals in England. It's interesting, in that speech that Jeremy Corbyn gave about defence of the UK, one of the questions that he took was about cyber security. And in a sense, this brings it home to roost, does it not? I know no more than this at the moment. Some hospitals across the country have been reportedly hit by a large-scale cyber attack. Emergencies are being diverted because of it. So, real impact. We'll find out more and bring it to you as soon as we have more here on LBC. For the next few minutes, though, I want to talk about Donald Trump and the latest twists and turns since the sacking of James Comey, the erstwhile, the outgoing ex-director of the FBI. Simon Marks, actually, just before we talk about Trump, cybersecurity was such a massive issue in the election campaign, wasn't it? It's slowly but surely dawning on us how much of a tool this is becoming in the conflicts between nations.
Yes, I think that's right. And Donald Trump, just yesterday, when he wasn't making headlines for all the wrong reasons, did unveil an initiative that the White House argues is going to represent the United States taking cyber security more seriously. Now, inevitably, they faced a series of questions about whether that was credible, given all the uncertainty about whether the Trump team had some kind of collusion with the Russians during last year's election campaign, and the fact that the Russians are believed to have launched the cyber attack on the Democratic Party's computer servers here, an attack that Hillary Clinton blames in part for her loss to Donald Trump in last November's election. But, you know, the Trump administration yesterday was attempting to say that it is getting its act together on cybersecurity and issuing directives to government departments across the board here to demonstrate that they've got plans to try and maintain the security of sensitive government computer servers. So it's a huge issue on this side of the Atlantic, as of course it is over there.
Now, since the Comey sacking, what have we had from Trump? Constant references to him not facing investigation, and now essentially, well, they're not even veiled, are they? Threats to James Comey not to leak anything.
Not even veiled. I mean, this Twitter message that Donald Trump put out a couple of hours ago, he may well come to regret. James Comey, better hope that there are no tapes of our conversations before he starts leaking to the press. Now, we don't know what he means by that. Does he mean tapes of the conversations in which, on television last night, Donald Trump claimed that he had been assured by the FBI director that he, Donald Trump, was not personally under investigation? Any such assurance would have been highly unusual and, frankly, inappropriate. That sort of conversation should not be taking place between a president of the United States and an FBI director. And we have no corroboration of President Trump's claims. And we have to bear in mind that all of this is coming at a time when the White House keeps changing the story about why James Comey was fired. Remember, initially at the start of the week, they said it was entirely due to his mishandling of the investigation into Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server. But suddenly, last night, in an interview with NBC, and this may be another interview, another intervention that Donald Trump comes to rue, he offered this version of events to NBC's anchorman Lester Holt. Take a listen.
Regardless of recommendation, I was going to fire Comey, knowing there was no good time to do it. And in fact, when I decided to just do it, I said to myself, I said, you know, this Russia thing with Trump and Russia is a made-up story. It's an excuse by the Democrats for having lost an election.
Now, that sounds very much like a president of the United States saying that he decided to terminate the FBI director because of the probe into possible ties between Donald Trump's campaign team and the Russians, a move that would amount to obstruction of justice. And so that's, you know, that's a very grave development here for his presidency. And you can see on Twitter this morning ongoing signs of panic inside the Oval Office, ongoing signs of insecurity being demonstrated by the President of the United States.
Thank you very much, Simon. Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent. Just